Welcome, everybody, to a Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassie, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House podcast nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changes the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right, visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. Well, last night I had the chance to talk with Marcus Littlewood, shortstop from Pineview High School in St. George, Utah. Let's listen to that interview. Okay, well, Marcus, thanks for taking the time. How's the season going for you so far?
Well, actually, we just got done with tryouts yesterday, so just kind of getting in the swing of things right now. But our first game is next Thursday. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time. Senior year, got there one more time with high school baseball team, and, I'll enjoy it.
Good. That's good to hear. You grew up around the game with your dad playing and then, you know, becoming a coach. What kind of impact do you think that had on your development as a player?
Oh, a huge impact. I think I really have an advantage over some kids because, you know, grew up in the dugout and everything. Just kind of have a natural feel for the game. You know, taking ground balls every day, practicing shagging for the pro guys. Yeah, I had a real good childhood with baseball, and I got two brothers playing college ball right now, so just kind of a baseball family. That's been great. I love every second of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask, you know, with older brothers that play too, that probably helps not only because you can learn from them, but as a little kid, I'm sure you're always working hard to prove that you were good enough to play and hang out with them, huh?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Did you play other sports growing up?
I played basketball up until my eighth grade year, and then just kind of want to focus on baseball the way through high school.
Okay.
Kind of go one way.
Sure, sure. How would you describe yourself as a player?
I think I'm like a solid baseball player. You know, some of my tools aren't going to be as good as other players, but I think I can be, you know, a good coach on the field. Like I said, my natural feel for the game, natural instincts. And also, I think my demeanor is pretty even keel, not too high, not too low. I think overall, just kind of a consistent, solid baseball player.
Yeah. Okay. You're a switch hitter now, but it hasn't always been that way. Tell me what led to that decision to give that a try and what the process converting has been like for you.
Well, when I was younger, my dad just wanted me to take a couple swings left handed, and he said, I think, you know, your swing, you know, it wasn't great, but I think he saw that I had some potential there to have a good swing. So I started swinging that way when I was 12. Kind of, it was really frustrating, so I gave it up for a little bit, and then he's kind of happy, and my dad just kind of told me to go back to it, and I just really worked hard on it. But man, I'll tell you, it was the most frustrating thing, you know, runners in scoring position and rolling over to second every single time. But you know, after a while, started feeling more comfortable, and then I started doing it my freshman year of high school, all the way through consistently. Man, it's helped me tremendously with off-speed pitches with from righties and off-speed from lefties. Yeah, it's been great. I'm just thankful that I stuck to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what went into that process? Just, you know, hours and hours and hours in the batting cage? Is that basically what it's
straight repetition, just muscle memory, just trying to groove that swing off the tee every day.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of hard work.
Sure. How is your swing different from each side of the plate?
Well, I mean, I try to keep them the exact same from both sides, but I mean, that's hard to do. So I mean, sometimes I'm praying for a left-handed pitcher so I can go right-handed, and other times I'm just praying I don't see a left-handed pitcher. You know, I try to stay consistent with both sides as much as I can, but it's not all the time that happens though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was your bases clearing double against Mexico that brought home gold medals for the 16U Team USA team in 2008. Is that your most memorable moment on the baseball field so far?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That was, man, playing with that at bat, I mean, that was an incredible experience with all the Hispanic people chanting for their home team, Mexico. You know, we were down one or two or something like that, and just hit a bases clearing double. But, man, just all the, it seemed like all the hard work just kind of added up to that, and I came through, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
That whole experience with Team USA was a great experience I'll never forget. You know, hopefully I'll have a chance to go back this summer and put the 18-man team in Canada, but, you know, we'll see about that. But,
yeah,
definitely the title against Mexico was a highlight of my career so far.
I bet. You're committed to San Diego. What other schools did you consider, and what was it about San Diego that put that ahead of the rest?
Other schools would, I had offers from a lot of other schools, but, you know, I took trips to Oregon State, Cal State Fullerton, UCLA, USC, but I don't know, USD kind of, it just felt right. I got a good scholarship offer, the warm weather, definitely helped,
Sure.
And obviously, awesome baseball program, and of course, the education is top of the line. So, I mean, it just kind of felt right.
Yeah,
it was like a place for me.
Yeah, let's imagine for a second that you and Tony Wolters and Kellen Sweeney all end up there. How would you
position Chris Bryant?
How would you position the defense? Trying to get all four of you guys in there.
I think I'd throw Chris at a first because, he's 7'8", and the wingspan. Tony at second, me at short. Covey on the mound, Sweeney. Sweeney somewhere in infield or outfield or something like that. But
yeah.
I've never seen Sweeney take ground balls because he was hurt at half-life. But,
right.
I mean, yeah,
it'd be a good problem to have, I guess, for the coach. For coach,
yeah. If we all ended up there, that'd be a fun team.
Yes, it would. Coach Hill and those guys did a great job of, you know, stellar recruiting class this year. What kind of approach do you take into every at bat?
One thing I try to do is just have a plan every at bat. Whether that's other way or picking a sign on the fence, you know, but the plan is it changes every single at bat. You know, you got to take every at bat one pitch at a time. So an overall outlook on an at bat is kind of hard to say because, I mean, every single at bat pitch is different. So I don't know. I mean, the main thing is put the bat on the ball, though.
Sure. Or are you generally looking for a certain pitch, or are you looking for a ball in a certain location, or does that change from pitch to pitch too?
It does, but I love first pitch fastballs, and I love swinging first pitch fastball. You know, anything but first pitch fastballs, I'm most likely going to take, and early in the count, I'm going to try to be real aggressive. So,
yeah. What's the best piece of advice on hitting you've ever gotten?
Hit it where they eat.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I don't know.
Who's the best pitcher you've ever faced?
Best pitcher. I faced, I would probably say, Kevin Gausman from Colorado.
Yeah. What was it about him?
I faced him in Minnesota at the Perfect Game National. He's good. He struck me out looking, maybe looking silly, but, he had great stuff.
Mm-hmm. asked you about a couple of your favorites. What's your favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Outback Steakhouse.
All right. How about your favorite musical group or artist?
Favorite? Gosh, I'm a big fan of music. I love music, so, I mean, I would have to go on...
You can give me a couple if you want.
Led Zeppelin, Jack Buckton, I don't know, overall, probably Jack Johnson.
Okay, all right. How about favorite movie?
Gosh, probably Gladiator.
Nice. What's something that most people don't know about you?
Man, always filling out this question on school load questionnaires. Gosh, I can't understand. Gosh, I don't know.
Do you have any hidden talents or anything like that?
Well, gosh, considering that all I do is play golf and play baseball, gosh, I don't know.
You're a good golfer?
I have my days, but love golf. I love getting out and playing.
Yeah. If you could trade places with anyone for a day, who would you choose?
These are good questions. I didn't really think of them. man, I'd have to go President of the United States.
Yeah, that'd be fun. What would you do?
Oh, whatever a president does, I guess. Everything except the paperwork, I don't know.
You just learned all the secrets, right?
Yeah, all that.
Cool, man. Well, hey.
Intelligent stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Best of luck this season, all right?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem. All right, well, thank you for joining us on the Baseball America High School podcast. And remember, when it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest demo house today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demo house.